Hey, everybody. Salutations, my friends. Salutations. It is the 4th of July. And I woke up this morning knowing I was going to have to talk to you guys. Woke up this morning knowing I was going to have to stand for something. You know, you already see social media. You already got people hating. You already got people trolling. I'm talking to people at the gym, I'm talking to people at the store, I'm talking to people at the park. You got people who have varying opinions. I'm here today to tell you guys about my America. You know, what I've experienced, what I've been, you know, privy to. You know, and the reason I say this is because being in this position, not only am I aware, like, all the agendas and everything else that's going on, I'm aware of, like, what's happening, what's popping, you know, how corrupt our government is, how corrupt America is, and everything else that's going on. But at the same time, I have to be grateful for what I've got. A lot of the posts that I put up, they're anti-government. Yeah, they're anti-America too, no doubt. And they're anti-everything. They're anti-authority. They're anti-tyranny. They're anti all these people that are controlling us. Anti the Zionist Jews, if you want to look at it that way. But this country, you know, it's been good to me, man. It's been, I'm not going to lie. You got to think, where else am I going to be able to be this way? I can't act this way in the UK. You people probably wouldn't accept me. Maybe in Australia, because they get what's going on. I couldn't be like this in Europe. You know, there's a lot of different things going on with a lot of different places. So why I said I want to explain to you my America is tell you kind of, you know, where I came from. How the recipe that created me. You know, how we got to this place. I've grown up all over the country. I've grown up in Australia. I've grown up in different countries. I've grown up all over the place. And where I'm at now, in New Mexico, I feel like that's a shining example of America, because a lot of people in the rest of America don't even know that New Mexico is part of America. So, a little backstory about me. I come from South Carolina, you feel me? Flovetown, Florence, South Carolina, 803. But I've been I've been raised all over. You know, I've grown up in Texas, California, New Mexico, clearly. Like, I'm Australia, like, it's crazy. What I'm trying to say is, while I'm a military brat, I've never really been one to want to go down that path. Now, I respect the people that have done it, and I respect the people that have served our country, but I understand that our government is corrupt and that they do a lot of terrible shit. That they are out there killing innocent children, and that they are, you know, caught up in illegal wars, doing all the wrong things. Why are we still in Afghanistan? We're drone striking families. I get that. I really get that. It makes all of this that much harder because, you know, you're uncovering secrets of a very corrupt government that's trying to act like everything's okay. So you have to set this foundation. My family, you know, they're also aware of, like, the corrupt things, no doubt. But that doesn't mean that we don't love our country. And, you know, I probably have some brothers and sisters that are watching right now that are thinking, you know, why is this nigga wearing an America shirt? You know, America ain't for us. You know, you can look at the cops. You can turn on the television and see all kinds of police brutality. You can look at them literally locking up children for lemonade. You know, we're not free. Nothing is free. And that kind of brings me to one of the things that I wanted to talk about, a central point. We've got to fight for everything that we want. You know, the slaves had to free themselves. You know, they didn't just, you know, end up off of chains. We had to fight for that. Like, literally, no one gave us freedom. And you have to fight for everything that you want. And so when we have people over here, you know, that are saying everything's all fucked up, or, you know, there's no way that we can change things, you have to fight for the freedoms that we are given. Yes, they're clenching down on things. That's why we have to fight. That's the whole point behind this. This morning, I was talking about this whenever I was at the foothills, right? I was talking about how what we're going through right now is a period of deconstructivism. If you guys listen to some of the previous episodes of season 6, kind of the start of season 5 as well, I talked about how what we're going through is basically the redefinition of what it means to be an American and what it means to be a patriot. I don't necessarily like it because you got to be a flag saluting motherfucker, but at the same time, this is redefining what it means to be a patriot, what it means to be an individual. This is constantly why you hear me saying, think about Renaissance, not revolution. Revolution, we're still dealing with the bullshit. Renaissance, we're putting forth new ideas. That's what we need to do. So coming back to deconstructivism, what's going on? We are literally going through a period where we're destroying history, manipulating history, changing what it means to be a man, a female, you know, a boy, a girl, a human. We're going through so much crap. It's crazy. But this is all supposed to happen. This is all supposed to tear down things. And this is, again, why we have to think about what comes after. What morals, what ideas are we bringing in there? The easiest way to think about it is, you know, this is why they're destroying Europe. This is why they're destroying the UK. This is why China's perfectly all right. This is why you see Russia reforming. This is why you see America going through so many strifes. They're trying to tear down all of these infrastructures of the old world order. Blah. Mouth derp. Sorry about that. Old world order. I don't know why I can't say that. Old world order. They're trying to tear down the old world order, take all these old icons, ideologies, and then reconstruct them into this brand new ideology. So why am I talking about this on July 4th, man? I gotta talk about, you know, what I respect about this country before they go to hell and before they tear it, you know, before they tear it down. You know, to me, America is where I go, you know, to a Chinese restaurant to get some sushi made by some Mexicans, man. Real talk. You know, real talk. I've lived all over the world. I've seen different places, but I love America because, you know, if people, you gotta think there are people who come here from other countries who believe more in the American dream than half of the spoiled Americans that are here. We take advantage of this shit. We have a lot of opportunity, but we say we're not free. We can't do anything. We're not great. We don't want to seize it. And then all of our money, all of our finances and resources go to everybody else. And then we say, you know, why are the immigrants and everybody else taking our jobs? Because they wanted it. Because they believed in us more than we believed in us. We didn't take care. We didn't take advantage of it. We let all of this good shit go to waste. And now everybody else is coming through saying, you know, we're going to pick the bones. We're going to pick the bones and make something out of this and build. And that's the problem. The people that are here, we're spoiled. We don't see how we have greatness sitting right there. You're watching me. All you're watching me do is sit here and tell you what I want to do and build it in front of you and try to share some of that light. You, right now, you're watching. You can go build something. Please, tell us about it. The world wants to know. But what we don't want to hear is more how people is about how everything's so crappy, how everything has no purpose. You make the purpose. That's why people came here. That's why people believed in this idea. Because it's guaranteed in writing. The pursuit of happiness. You got to pursue happiness and freedom. Ain't nothing free. Nothing is guaranteed. You got to make it. Got a lot of people over here saying, oh, you know, fuck America, fuck this. Dude, at a deeper level, you're saying fuck yourself. Really. Because you have nothing that you believe in. You have nothing that you stand for. You have nothing that you're fighting for. So it's easier to say, fuck everything else, man. I'm not down. That's when it comes back to, if you stand for nothing, you will fall for everything. You need to stand for something. Am I not? Look, dude. Look, I told you. A lot of my posts are anti-government. I don't trust them. Y'all know that. I do not trust the government. I do not trust a lot of people. But I have the opportunity to sit up over here and build this amazing network that can be appreciated worldwide with people who want to step into the success that is right there if they choose it. And I hate yelling. I hate getting upset about this. But we are surrounded by like naysayers and pity party motherfuckers. Johnny Come Latelys and Susie Suttons that want to act like they're about something but don't stand for anything. You haven't sacrificed anything. You haven't given up anything. You haven't made anything. What, you see what I'm saying? Look, you've got to understand. This comes from 4 years of being in this conscious community, this conspiratorial niche, right? Having to fight for whatever I believed in, getting these facts out, being censored. It's not about that. It's about the message, the freedom. That's what I'm saying. The recipe of me. What all of this has created that we can benefit from. And we have to stand for it before it's taken. The posts are supposed to paint a picture of the times that we are in. That's why they said the man fits the time. We're supposed to be something, stand for something right now. Be aware of the agendas that are going on, how they're trying to control you. So we can stand for something, because if we don't, our kids will have to fix it. That's why we're uncovering the lies of the previous generation. What is America to you? Are you proud to be an American, bro? Are you proud? I'm proud of being me. I'm proud of me, you know? I am literally proud of what I've been given, what my family has done for me, having the opportunity to raise me across seas, to raise me in different countries, to have interracial, like, family members. You don't know, like, I don't know, I guess I don't understand it. You see what I'm saying? The mindset of people today. I'm not, you know, caught up in all this fuck shit. I have, you know, moral standards, things I believe in, things I would like to see carried on into the future before we sit up over here and give everything to everyone else. Before we let everything else get controlled for us. Before we let Big Brother tell us, hey, this is how you need to think. This is how you need to act. This is how you need to feel. We need to be human. And that's the whole point of America.
Or my thought process.
That's the whole point of everything, is to be human and to seize it. This is what an American human looks like. I'm curious what an Indian human looks like. You know, what a Swedish human looks like. What a German human looks like. What an African human looks like. You know, what a Brazilian human looks like. What a Portuguese human looks like. What all of these different humans look like. And stand for it. Don't just fall into what they tell you is globalization. What is supposed to be this international human? Look, man. I might reside here in America, but I stand for Earth. I stand for humanity. This is why you don't see me sit up over here and get caught up in this fucking race shit. They're trying to start it. I'm here with you. What is America to you? And I want you all to think about that while you see this. This is the person and the page owner. This is the person who's telling you, look, it's all right to say, like, it's all right to say, you know, happy birthday, Merry Christmas, happy, you know, Happy Independence Day, Thanksgiving, man. Like, it's okay to say these things. Whenever we literally get caught up in this just, like, schism, right? Where it's just like, oh, you know, I'm not going to wish somebody goodwill. I ain't going to do that. You know why? Because Christmas is a pagan holiday. The colonials murdered Indians on Native Americans. Colonials murdered Native Americans on Thanksgiving and all this other stuff. I get that. Is that where we are today, though? The fight is right now. What are we doing today? I don't see any of you raising up arms about Donald Trump, about Bill Gates, about Elon Musk, about George Soros, any of these people, bro. I don't see anybody getting upset. Oh, it's the Zionist Jews. What are we doing to try to change it? What are we trying to do to change it besides saying, I hate that, I hate that, I hate that, I hate that? It is symbols, ideas, and morals that move everything. That is why we are fighting so hard. It is a day-by-day thing. That is why I say stay vigilant. Because if you stay tripped up, you get caught up in everything else, they're going to trick you. You got to have moves on moves on moves. Counter what they're trying to have you feel. Stand for something or fall for everything. You see what I'm saying? Oh, my God. I have police, military, FBI, CIA, other intelligence agencies, all kinds of people that follow me. And you know what? They know I don't trust them. They know I don't trust them. They know I don't trust their organizations, their corporations, or any of that stuff. But you know what? They trust me. And you know why? Because I'm real. And that's what we need more of. We need more people in this fight. Standing for things. Helping create that better tomorrow. The revolution will not be televised because it's in the mind. It's in the heart. It's in the soul. It's in the brains. It's in the meat of people. Right now, we are literally up against technological social engineering. Oh my God! Oof. I've been listening to a lot of rock music today with the workout, and I just got done running 2 miles, so, you know, I am feeling pretty stoked. Plus, you know, we're starting season 7 this week, and, you know, there's all kinds of stuff happening in the background, so I'm just, like, super stoked, man. And I know the thing today is to be upset about America. And so my thought process is to be like, well, you know what, dude? I don't want to be upset. I want to be stoked. I want to be alive. I want to be proud. I'm not going to get caught up in my emotions trying to say, you know what, fuck that guy. Fuck these people. Fuck those things. You know, this thing sucks because of this reason. This sucks because of that reason. You know, we are legitimately looking for reasons to be upset and to be triggered. We're not looking for reasons to be proud. That's why we can't stand for something. What is America to you? Are you proud to be an American? Do you see me? Do you see what we're doing? Could I do this anywhere else? They would have me killed, shut down, or blackballed. Blackmailed. Thrown into, like, some kind of black area, bro. It's a black site. Kill me. You know? Put a bullet in me. But there are people within these organizations that I do not trust that are looking out for me. So it's crazy. We've got to understand that what is happening right now is the shaping and the social engineering, the mind control, the brainwashing, the conditioning of creating not only a brand new American, but also an international citizen. This is the one world government. You don't think this kind of engineering is happening in other countries? You should see my DMs. You should see, like, I have to sometimes use Google Translate to see the messages that people send me. And it's crazy. It is a mindset that we are literally fighting. It is a program that we are fighting. And if we fall for it, guys, you know, they've won. Now, I'm not a statist. I don't, you know, like I said, these cops over here, they'll kill me they'll kill me regardless of if I love my country. It's because of the skin tone. It's the world that we live in these days. But that doesn't mean that I can't love, you know, I can't love the fight. That doesn't mean that I can't love being in the arena. That doesn't mean that I can't love being on the battlefield. People say, oh, why don't you join the army? I'm not going to join the military because I don't agree with those wars. I don't agree with that. So my heart is with the people. My heart is with you. My heart is trying to make sure we're all right. It's crazy. It's crazy. I just wanted to pop in real quick and tell you guys that while we're going about our days, while we're going about everything that's going on, understand, you know, that it's easy to hate everything. Why are we appreciative? I could sit up over here and talk about slavery. I could sit up over here and talk about, you know, all kinds of other stuff for us to be upset about. But if you guys have paid attention, my people don't come from slaves. I've been here. I have been here. Like, my people have been here before slavery. So this is still my country. You see what I'm saying? Slavery, yes, that is something that affects my people, but that's not what I'm letting dictate my future. Liberation and freedom is my future. I have had to fight for everything. I have had to fight for everything. For, oh God, oh God. Understand that freedom is yours if you choose to seek it, okay? You cannot let everybody else dictate to you what your freedom is. You could try to play in a pin box. You know, that's the whole point. We are literally using their tools of enslavement, right? These things that they're using to try to induce this type of social engineering, right? We're using it as tools of enlightenment. That's what we're supposed to do, bring light into the world. Not succumb to the darkness. And I guess I'm just doing that here in America. I'm trying to do that as much as I can. Only 80% of my audience is domestic. Well, that's, I think, my podcast audience. Only 80% of my podcast audience is domestic. I forget what the number is for Instagram, but the point is this. You know, freedom exists everywhere. You just got to fight for it. And I know I've got a lot of people that I'll probably catch slack from for saying, you know, oh, you have to be dumb to believe in freedom. I get that. I really do get that. But I guess I'll just fight until I can't anymore. Or I'll fight until, you know, whatever I am fighting for, you know, finally starts to reach an effect. I don't know. I really don't know. But the point is I will remain vigilant and I will stand for something instead of continuing to fall for all this other social engineering that's going on. I can see it. You can see it. We can all see it. The point is not to fall for it and not get caught up in it. And even then, you know, and this is why I know I'll catch slack. You have to detach yourself from all of these nations, from all of these nation states, from all of what is considered government and authority, nationalism and boundaries. You have to detach yourself from all of it and realize you're just human. I totally understand that. I really do. And these are higher principles to understand. But a lot of these principles don't really they're not compatible with certain societies. So it makes it very hard to implement those things. And that's why some people recognize this general concept as freedom, as being able to choose, as being able to detach yourself from this authoritarian technocratic system and saying, you know what, I choose to do different. That's why it's called freedom, because you have the choice to do whatever you want. And whenever they play these games, when they throw this stuff out here, that's a choice. Have you ever heard of if you entertain the clown? Or if you entertain the circus, you become a clown. Or if you entertain the clown, you become the circus. You see what I'm saying? You have a choice. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what America is supposed to stand for. What is your choice? Are you going to pursue happiness or are you going to pursue enslavement? I pursued enlightenment. That's why I feel, you know, I feel free every day. Regardless of whatever. And this is another crazy thing too. Bills are not laws. Bills are just things that have been, you know, written. They're not passed as laws. They're not real yet. So a lot of people have been dumbed down. You know, there's so many different ways to look at this. But, you know, you have to fight for your freedom. And I know that's a lot for people to try to comprehend. That means you're responsible for your success, for your failures, for your pride, for your arrogance, for your sin, for your bliss, you know, for everything, for your sacrifices, you know, for your peace. You are responsible for it all. That's what freedom requires, is however much you are willing to give. And a lot of people aren't willing to give up anything. That's what I was trying to talk about in the start. It's that spoiled mindset to where, you know, we just want to hate everything else. We don't want to build. We don't want to create. We don't want to sacrifice. We don't want to give up. We just want to take what everybody else has done. We don't ever want to give. We don't want to produce. It's a mindset that we're after, and it's a mindset that our adversaries are propagating, and we have to identify it before we actually succumb to it. Happy 4th of July. Happy 4th of July. Oh, my God. This is America. This is America. Or this is the world, you tell me. You know, everybody chooses whenever they want to be patriotic or whenever they want to be unpatriotic. I understand that. But that's again why I'm saying you got to stand for something or you got to fall for everything. Ooh. However, that's all I really got for you guys. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up in the DMs. A lot of people hit me up. Over 100 people hit me up about that viral video we posted in our Instagram story about that drag kid. A lot of people are upset about that. Over 2,000 people, actually over 2,500 people said no, they don't support it. 500 people said yes, so 3,000 people answered that question. Over 20,000 people actually viewed it, which is actually crazy. So yeah, no, hit me up in the DM if you guys have questions, because where we're going into this future, all this stuff that we're talking about today, this is, like I said, part of this deconstructivism mindset. We have to understand that the revolution is what they're trying to televise to you as it. Yeah, that's why you got David Hogg and all these other Antifa people who are propagating mainstream media talking points. It's crazy. It's a renaissance that we need to push. Ideas are where we go, are how we move. Ideas, symbols, morals, standards, hearts, minds. That's how we get into the future. That's how we succeed. So we need to take whatever America stood for as they try to destroy it, as they do destroy it, and realize what's important into the future. That's what I got. So yeah, if you guys have any questions, feel free to hit me up in the DMs. And remember, guys and gals, stay vigilant, expose lies, and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction, out.